Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spoiler Alert, a weekly talk radio show for movie and television lovers. We are fresh off the heels of a month of Ang Lee films, and we haven't had time to talk about what other watchables that has been crossing our path. So this week we're asking that age-old question, what you watching? But I cannot do it alone. I am joined by Jeremy Legui and Sonia Stanger. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Sean.
Sean.
Sean, it's me. Yes.
Sean,
hey.
How are you?
Good.
It's a me, Sean.
What an adventure in community radio has happened this week. What news? What big news?
New home. Who dis?
Is that public? I don't even know.
Yeah, it is. We were in the media.
It is public. It has gone public.
I thought that was a funny joke. I read about it in the media.
Okay, well, I was like,
I'm being fun. Anyway.
You are fun, Jer. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for maligning your good, fun name.
That's fair. Exciting.
What did you guys do this week? Tell me. It feels like it's chaotic in the studio. We all three were racing against time, speed style.
To get here today.
To get here, yeah.
And you know what? I'll take some onus for that because when you have a passenger princess among the team.
A PP. We call you.
It feels a little bit like my two dads being like, can you pick her up from practice? We got to get home.
We worked it out.
Yeah, it was fine.
No, my household is quite involved with a badminton. So there was some practice.
Shuttlecock, if you will.
Excuse me.
That's what it's called.
Wife of the show also somehow is a badminton coach. We love you, coach.
Yes, we all love
put me
you.
In, coach.
I'm ready to play.
Shout out to Sports Metaphor. And anyway.
Just in general?
Yeah, so we just had to.
So she is specialized in doubles, single. What are the girlies playing?
You know, I think that within the realm of middle school badminton, the situation is quite intense.
They're like, let's put five girlies out there, actually. and cover some.
It does sound like it is a lot of the children, and there's a lot of shuttlecocks. You know, like, it is what it
shuttling.
Is.
Shuttling.
Just shuttling around.
Well, anyway. I don't know if everyone's like this, but I very much want to smash.
Yeah. Or pass.
Sometimes I'll pass, but mostly I'll try to smash.
I literally have never passed on the court, you know?
It's just
he'll take what he can get.
That's selfish.
Is it a court? Wife of the show, please write in. Yeah. Is it a badminton court?
She's busy, Jer. She's coaching.
No. That's why I was late.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay.
So once she was done, she got home.
Oh, right.
Because
someone
usual.
Has to be with Child of the Show.
Yeah. See we just, we're a well-oiled machine.
God, when is your daughter getting her license? I don't know.
There was,
guys, I'm right here.
There was a 40% chance that she would be on air today if things didn't work out.
Which one of us would you kick out?
Yeah.
I think I was just going to make her do part of the game. That was my plan.
Oh my God, maybe we should
have her out there cuddling.
We should have Rory on the show
sometime. I think she would like an opportunity to be on the show.
We could do at least a segment where she'll talk about what she's watching.
That's true.
This would have been a great week for it, too. Because, this week we are doing What You're Watching. Because we have been so busy with the
So busy.
You Won't Like Me When We're Ang Lee month. And so
spraying
now
in the
we haven't been talking about any of the other watchables that we've been ingesting. And so, you know it. You love it.
Here we go.
You guys, What you watching?
Oh, we haven't asked that question in so long.
We really haven't.
It really rolls off the tongue.
It does.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Well, okay. I was like, wow, this is going to be so perfect.
Wow.
Wow.
Much wow.
Much wow. Well, this is so perfect. We haven't done a what you watching in so long. I'll have so much to talk about. And then I looked back and I said, now, what have I been watching
other than
things I've already watched a lot and talked about before? You guys know I love a rewatch, but I've pulled a few out for the week.
Okay, well,
I got some stuff.
Leaving me on pins and needles.
Here we go.
You want to start?
I thought you were just going to.
Okay.
I was just hyping you up.
He was sort of setting you up, shuttlecock style.
Over here.
I was like,
let's smash it down.
I watched The Holdovers today.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And it's so good.
Controversial.
It's so sweet. What?
Just kidding.
Well, I was like,
no one says that. Nobody says it.
Everyone loves this movie.
It's actually quite a problematic view that you have.
Yeah. Hot take. This wholesome, found family Christmas film is a winner. I think it won some Oscars.
It did.
Oh, it did.
A few.
Yeah.
No, it didn't win Best... No, Oppenheimer won.
But yeah. Divine Joy Randall won for Best Actress. Or Best Supporting.
Yeah. As she should, and also could have been Best Actress. Let's just say that. Is it based on, like, amount of time they're in the film?
It's, like, not. It's what you submit.
Mm-hmm. She could have been.
Because famously Judi Dench got it for, like, 2 seconds or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Didn't
in Shakespeare in Love?
Didn't Paul Giamatti win?
Might have.
I'm looking.
If only we had the. Anyway, so yeah, basically
for best actor,
this
no.
Supporting.
Well, he would have been best because it's like all about him.
Oh,
it's on.
It's about a like fancy boarding school in New England in I think 1969. Nice.
<Yeah.
laughs> What a good year that was. Actually, yeah, a lot of themes in the film where I was like, ooh, time is a flat circle. Like, it felt timely. And basically, Paul Giamatti, who was just the best, plays this, like, crotchety, like, idiosyncratic ancient civilizations history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets stuck with the job of staying as the quote-unquote holdover or for the holdover between the semesters, like over Christmas at this boarding school with the kids who don't have anywhere else to go. Harry Potter style.
Harry Potter style, yeah.
And so it's sort of about this, like, misfit bunch, not really, of, like, him... June Diane Raphael.
Divine. I would have loved her to see be in that role.
Yeah,
love
June
to see
Divine
her take
Randall.
On it. Yeah.
doing some really good work. She's like the head cook for the school. And so it's him, her, and then this one boy who ends up stuck over Christmas and kind of their emotional journey as mm-hmm. they have this little found family moment over Christmas. And it's like, it would be so easy for it to be like saccharine and like, I don't know, just like really emotionally manipulative in some ways, I think. But it was quite subtle and like, I don't know, I really like just really charming and the writing was good. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't yet.
No, not yet.
It's a good one.
I know. It is
like, there's a lot to watch.
It is one of the ones that I was like, this is what I do want to be watching.
Yeah.
But I just never got my way to the theater.
It's on.
And now it should be streaming. I know.
Yeah, it's streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news.
That is the good news. Thank you.
Yeah. Have you heard the good word?
Sonia, put that Bible down. I always ask you to not.
There's some good, there's some really good lines. Yeah, like, oh, Paul Giamatti, you guys. Hot take again. He can really put in a performance.
Oh, we love Giamatti.
We always knew. Since Big Fat Liar, we knew.
Honestly.
For real.
Like, I think you might be joking, but.
No, I'm not. I'm okay. Like, he did such a good job. And then, of course, Sideways is like his other like pillar of. And, well, I'm also going to talk about some other people. But I was thinking about this week that there are just like. I think I've brought it up before, a bunch of what I'll call B-level actors who are just amazing. Like, they're just super good in everything that they do, and it makes you go like, oh, yeah, he was good in that. They were good in that. Mm. And, like it's just like you just think
character
of it.
Character actors.
I was going to say maybe. Character, but also he's taking the lead.
Yeah. He gets the lead.
It's true.
He is a character actor. He's a lead actor disguised as a as a character actor.
Maybe.
Wearing
a lead in character's clothing.
Yes.
Twinning. Oh, Paul. So sneaky.
Twinning. Jeremy, what's going on with you?
I finished a little show. Again, not super popular, but it's called Fall Out.
Oh, sure. Okay. A little known property.
Has anyone heard of this at all? Like, is it on your radar?
No, I was in an underground bunker.
I know you're joking, but I don't.
You don't know?
I don't know much about it.
It's not coming. So it's, of course, based off the video games series Fallout.
And the plot of that is which?
Nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah, in general,
there's
a corporation that may or may not be evil, depending on your perspective.
But they have this happy little guy as their logo, so...
He is a happy
So
guy.
Is Miss Minutes, but she's...
What's your...
She's got
the Amazon smile? What are you guys saying? Corporations are bad?
Anyway, in an alternate timeline than our own, a bunch of bombs drop, and this company called Vault-Tec sends a bunch of people into these underground vaults to survive and thrive for a couple hundred years. And then they come out and come up to the surface. And we learn that the world has kind of gone on. And there's a lot of creepy stuff that's happened.
Oh, they're all...
And you can go out and fight some giant scorpions.
Yeah.
Or a half-man, half-super mutant. Or...
Yeah, irradiated weird guys.
Yeah, or a ghoul. Or any of these fun... Ghouls.
Okay,
yeah.
So all these... Above ground, everyone's just living their life normally.
Well, and then,
well, but like they were bombed upon.
I know, but now they've found a new life.
Yeah,
well,
and they're living out here as
half-life,
goblins.
If you will.
I will actually.
Anyway,
is it good?
It's so good, you guys. And not only that, but it is. It's one of my favorite things that happened, and it's where like all the bros finally understand the art that they've been ingesting. And they learn, because like a lot of the themes, I can't remember when the first Fallout came out. I'm going to say early 90s. I don't know if that's true. Mm. That's the vibe I'm putting out there. Anyway, but the first game, I should say.
Are right. you serious? Early 90s?
I'll look it sure.
I'll do it.
No, it's okay.
Anyway, it's got to be like 95. Anyway,
we'll find out.
Yeah. Watch it be 2007.
I do. I sort of think it's like mid-2000s, but hang on.
Oh, man, if it is. No, it's crazy.
No, anyway, don't touch yourself.
The underlying theme of all of the Fallout is that the corporations are bad. They're the ones who launched the bombs, and then they did it on purpose for wealth and to do a bunch of weird tests on people. Like, that's ultimately the goal of this whole thing that happened.
Okay.
And it's about people always reconciling with that, and you always have to pick a side, and things aren't always what they seem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Fallout, the 2024 television drama, stars Ella Purnell, which I haven't seen her in a ton of, except for, what's it called?
I don't know.
Yellow Jackets?
Okay. Oh, I do know
yes,
her.
I don't watch that.
And then there's another guy I've not heard of before named Aaron Clifton Moten. Sure. Who I also don't. However, you guys.
What?
Walton Goggins plays the ghoul.
Walton
and he
Goggins
does so good.
Walton Goggins plays the ghoul.
It is. You guys, he is so good. He is so weird. He's so creepy.
He's Goggins.
Well,
he's
when you
Goggins
hire Goggins, you're going to get Goggins.
Oh, my God. And, like, honestly, probably one of his, like, straightest performances
Whoa.
Ever. Still
he's
super amazing.
Pretty gay or what?
that's
Jared, I have really good news for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
97.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I thought, I'm showing them a picture of his face
yeah,
in the show.
Yeah, and that, Sean, is really good. Cast like that's that makeup.
Oh my
exactly
god,
it's good
like
casting.
Yeah,
that's what he looks like.
That's
yeah,
what I was
yeah.
Say.
A plaster of Paris cast over his face. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
exactly what that character looks like in the game.
100%.
Listeners don't know that I'm shown a sunburned man with a nose lopped off
with a no nose. That's
with not a
Voldemort
nose,
on holiday.
Not a nose to be seen.
That's a ghoul, Sean. Anyway,
you don't know.
The thing that they have done is that they have captured the essence of the game and brought it to the screen. They made a bunch of super
above
smart
ground.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone always leaves the vault, Sean. That's always what happens. Somebody always leaves the
always.
Vault. Yeah, that's the whole vibe. Anyway, but they made it work.
Wow.
And not only they make it work, but it explores all of the sort of like themes that Fallout has dealt with, which actually have just gotten worse in our modern time. And like, it's like really a reflective lens on this whole thing. And it is kind of interesting because I was watching some stuff with Todd Howard, who is the head of the game studio that makes the newer Fallout games. That is Bethesda.
It is Bethesda.
Yeah, but Bethesda, after the first two, they bought the property
right, okay,
from
yeah, 3
whatever the old, yeah.
None of these words are
that's,
in the Bible.
Yeah. It's true.
And what did he say?
Anyway, he was just talking about how, like, the company views what they do as art.
Yeah.
And, like, that's actually been a very tough sell this whole time. And so now they're executive producers. Like, they literally have taken over those roles and have moved over. And honestly, they're, like, talking about how, like, it's still just storytelling. We're relying on people to help us do that. And, like, from that perspective, it just kind of makes a ton of sense.
It's so wild to me, the whole our games art conversation.
It's crazy.
It's like, no, you're right. For sure, the writing, the visual art of it.
Yeah. You're going to spend probably 30-plus hours making a blue suit that no one will wear in real life in a digital thing. And, like, you know, that's not...
No.
That's just like a job or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys, Fallout is so crazy.
I'm so happy, Jared.
Wow.
It's so good.
I didn't know you were a Fallout boy.
Down, Sean. We're lulling around.
We're going down.
We're swinging, though. but, Jared, I saw the ad, and I was like, oh, Jared's going to be so upset if this is bad.
Yeah, I would have been.
He's going to be so mad.
I would have been.
So I'm really happy it's good. I can't wait to watch.
You would have lopped your nose off in anger.
Cool.
I didn't mention it, but Kyle MacLachlan is involved, and he also is, like, bringing the heat he needs to make this thing happen.
And he can.
Everything is from like a 1950s style perspective, and then it gets blown up and rebuilt. Like, that's what everything looks like. It's super charming. It's super good. There's also a man whose name I have to mention, but I don't remember it, and you're going to make fun of me.
Sean, what you would like is that well, I'm only really familiar with 3 onwards. 3 is the first one I played, and it has a very like 50s, oldies aesthetic.
Like the whole thing does.
Like it's responsible for a whole generation of children knowing a bunch of like classic crooner songs.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it's so funny. I remember my brother being like 12 years old or something.
He's like, have you ever heard of Paul Anka?
Yeah, honestly.
Love it.
Benny Goodman. And I'm like, what are you listening? I'd come upstairs. I'm like, what are you listening to right now?
He's shooting ghouls.
Yeah.
I can't remember. What's the...
Oh, no.
Sanj, I need help.
Okay, tell me.
It's Barry. It's his last name. But he's on What We Do in the Shadows. He has an amazing voice.
Barry... What?
What's his name? Well, the 3 vampires, What We Do in the Shadows show.
One of them's named Barry?
His real name.
Last name Barry.
Oh, Matt Barry.
Thank you.
Oh.
He voices a bunch of robots, and it's the best in Fallout.
I was like, Barry Manilow? Gib? That's all my brain would say to me.
It looks like he's uncredited or something.
Okay, what? Matt Barry's in it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's so good. It's so great.
A little bit.
And it's so crazy. He plays a 3-armed robot for a scene. And then the actor is also in the show from before the bomb's blowing up. Anyway, it is a good show. And I think it's the kind of show we all need to be watching right now.
Okay.
Because
From Amazon.
Like it's
ironically.
Just, like, it's just...
They're like...
The peanut butter is so
thick. Don't
look
too close.
Yes. Oh. Don't read into the themes too much.
Anyway, Fallout's really fun.
Cool. Yay. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that.
This is just how we talk in Tucson, Arizona.
Zonia.
That's not it.
Arizona Stanger. Okay. I want to talk about something else that happened in 1997, namely X-Men 97.
Wait, weren't we just talking about this?
Did I talk about it on the show? I don't know if I did.
No, outside the show.
Outside the show, yes.
Okay. Go on.
But we have to bring it into the show in this case because it is something that I've been watching. Mm-hmm. So it is a revival of the animated series from that aired like 92 to 97. Okay.
Just like, of course, it's 97, but anyway.
97, yeah. Of course.
97.
And it kind of picks up where we left off, which was the loss of Professor Charles Xavier. Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. Spoiler alert.
Holy, for real.
Mm-hmm. For real. And also, although watching it when I was like a kid, like Saturday morning cartoons, they did not really play them in any sort of order.
No, there was no continuity.
So I actually didn't realize that there was a sort of storyline going on.
Was it Apocalypse that did it? Do we know?
I don't remember.
Okay,
how
I don't either, yeah.
But anyway, so we pick up, everyone's sort of reeling from that. The animation looks the same but better. It looks incredible. Like many voice actors returned. Maybe 3 didn't.
Ooh.
And it's just like it is just such a fresh, great, nostalgic take on. I think this is a great Marvel thing where they're like, this is giving WandaVision where they're like, let's create something that is different. That is still super exciting. Let's get some real creative people involved. And it just makes all our millennial hearts explode. When that music hits, you guys, that opening song, it's incredible. And it's just so vintage and modern. Gambit comes out of the gate in the first episode, real sexy dirtbag. Crop top.
He has been the whole time.
I gotta look it up.
I know, and he's been a sexy dirtbag, but mon chéri, okay? And like, very will they, won't they with him and Rogue, because guess what? They can't touch each other.
Sorry, I just looked him up. I don't know X-Men.
Is he making pancakes in the photo?
It's him in the kitchen.
No, yeah, do the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, okay. Look for him in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, this is...
Yeah. This is fun.
Let's all be quiet while we hear a song.
No, not great radio.
There it is.
Crop top. Guys, I have to go.
That's right, that's the one.
And there's this... In the last episode I watched, too, a bunch of the X-Men are playing basketball, and everyone is dressed extremely sensually. But anyway...
I'm going to watch X-Men.
Well, look at me. I'm an X-Men fan.
I guess.
So basically, I was really into the design, the animation. It was really fun. I wasn't, writing home about it, really, but I was like, what a great homage.
Mm-hmm.
There's fun things like Jubilee is sucked into, like, a video game, and then they use the same animation of the video game that she was in, and it's just, like, amazing. But this last episode, there might be a new one by now, but the last one I watched destroyed me. Very... Yes, mm-hmm. I sobbed. It was...
I might be back out.
It's, yeah.
It was giving... Well, it... lulled you. It was like the Red Wedding.
No!
You know how like five episodes in or whatever, they're like, Game of Thrones is like boring, boring, boring.
Yeah.
Oh, we got you.
In fact, I think it's the first episode, but okay.
But literally, no, in every season, I feel like they're like about five or six. They're like, okay. This you is a crazy right. episode
mm-hmm.
that everyone's going to be talking about. Jeff Joffrey's dying. Red
Jeff
Wedding.
Joffrey.
Jeff
Joffrey, king of the lands.
Choking.
King of the turds, more like.
Holy
I
hell.
Still haven't forgiven that guy.
hot take. Poor kid.
Actor's career is ruined.
And then this one, it just like, you know, we go to Genosha, which is this sort of X-Men utopia, and then things go down in Genosha, and not everyone makes it out, I'll tell you that.
Whoa!
And... Oh, God, I can't even say the last line that Rogue says to Gambit, but it emotionally destroyed me.
Whoa.
And I am like, what are we, like, I've never seen such a strong choice in a cartoon like this, in an animated series.
Tell me
what?
You haven't watched BoJack Horseman without telling me.
That's true.
Anyway, it's just like, it's so queer, and it's so, like, fun, and I just love this show.
I think there's, like, a situation where they are hyper- understood of who this show is for because it is like I don't know that children are watching this now. I think we probably shouldn't have watched what we did in 97.
True.
Actually, if I think about it, I probably watched them all later, and that's why they're all jumbled the way because there was
maybe
there was no order to that. Anyway,
is it on Teletoon? No, YTV
maybe. Yeah, probably.
Well, I only had CBC and CTV growing up, so it was on one of those.
It was on one of those.
But I'm sure that's not where it aired.
Well, you weren't watching them first run.
No, I definitely wasn't.
But I don't know. I think, like, there is something to be said about, like, pursuing things differently. And I think that's a great point, Sean, that just, like, it is, like, a different thing. And for it to work, you have to ignore so much other Marvel stuff that exists to, like, tell that one story.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of what comic books do really well.
Yeah.
And that they haven't done with the movies.
Yeah.
And did you see the trailer for Wolverine?
Deadpool one?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I noticed Lady Deathstrike creeping in the background.
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, the same power as Wolverine, basically, that adamantium claws, and she can repair herself, but hers come out right of the fingertips.
Oh,
so it's extremely fierce.
Yeah, it's like nails.
I wish I could say a certain word right now.
Yes.
It starts with a C.
Yes. It is that. It is all that.
But I wonder, do you think they might be so bold as to perform...
I may be so bold.
But would they, in the Deadpool movie, perform a full reset?
Of the canon?
Well...
Like, that's what they're doing.
Deadpool movie is already doing some timeline stuff because Wolverine is dead.
Yeah.
So this is like a new...
They're doing a bunch of stuff.
It's like a different timeline.
So what I'm saying is that do you take this opportunity and you're like, you know what? Everyone's kind of like frustrated with stuff. Maybe we need to like reboot, restart, because comics do that all the time.
It would be very smart of them because the way that Marvel is continuing right now is... a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
we can't have
shots fired.
It is. True. We can't have Dakota Johnson wearing a blindfold in a wheelchair or whatever.
Sorry.
Because that happened.
Being Madame Web. Like, that's.
I love this because now I'm having my this isn't a real language moment.
Yeah. It's, I guess that you could continue this way, but it's not sustainable. And even people will stop attending, like, just for the jokes, which is what a lot of people probably went for Madame Web. The, like, you know, he knew my mother when she was researching the Amazon looking for spiders or whatever. That line from the trailer brought thousands of people to the theater to be like, what in the devil is happening?
But, like, at this point, I'm wholly out. Like, I am, like, not even interested in watching any more Marvel movies. Like, I am, like, not even, like, annoyed, but we'll check it out. Like, I am basically
done.
I haven't seen it, but it looked, you know, we got Sydney Sweeney in big glasses.
Cause she's a nerd, too.
And a nerd. Yeah, she's one of the little spider ladies.
Well,
I didn't even know that.
I love me a Sweeney.
Is she just everywhere now? Is that
the whole,
like, she's got those
Hollyweird,
you know.
I don't know why that felt like something funny to say.
Basically, love the show and themes of today, but nostalgia of yesteryear.
Oh yeah,
and
there we go.
It's just really hitting for me.
I am also gonna say that I think the world needs more flat animation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need, what was the one we were talking about? Life of Pi, that I still feel like should have been, all those scenes should have been animated. And I think 2D animation would have made it so much better.
Yeah, like, it's already half animated. Like a Studio Ghibli movie.
Yeah.
Did we
like
say
that?
Just go back to classic animation. Like, looks incredible.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
And, like, it's almost a novelty at this point.
That's true, Boy and the Heron.
For real. But honestly.
But it is. It is. It's like when this came out, I was immediately piqued by how, like, throwback and, like, cute it felt that someone would do an animated series like that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm going to watch it.
Thank you.
This could be my foray into X-Men.
And once you get into X-Men, you will.
Well, there's a lot.
Oh, you are knee deep because everyone has an incredible costume, an incredible hair and backstory and power.
Well,
if you think I'm not striving to dress like Jubilee every day of my life.
I think
you are a human Jubilee.
It's true.
Even is her power literally just like fireworks?
It is.
But, that's fun though.
She just shoots fireworks out of her fingers.
Do they hurt people?
No, they don't really do much.
They do.
I guess.
They're good for the effect.
Yeah. She's just like, I'm an 80s teen.
I love it. I have a quick one I can submit.
Oh, please.
In the next, minute. Mm-hmm. That feels relevant because I feel like this is coming up today.
Yep.
Have you guys heard of the podcast Handsome?
Yes,
I mentioned it to you.
Handsome Pod.
Chatting to friends on the Handsome Pod.
Haunties.
It's three of my faves. Tig Notaro, Fortune Feimster, Martin.
Yes.
Three handsome comedians. Just honestly chatting mostly, like just being silly
friends.
There's not a lot of content, and I love that.
Plot, yeah.
And then they have a celebrity like submit a question every week, and then they kind of answer the question. But they have this thing that's come up on the show where they talk about how it's always like two of them that know something and one that doesn't. And I feel like that's so us.
Yeah,
that's true.
And we are kind of us, honestly. I don't know who's who. We should figure it out, maybe.
I don't want to be May.
No, I'm May, I think.
Oh, good. Do you think?
I kind of think so. If you listen to the show, they're like, I don't know. They're the like kind of nerdy, but kind of horny one.
They do be horny.
But I think you might. I don't know who's Tig though. I don't. Okay, we'll figure this out later.
It's hard. That's a hard.
I love Tig Notaro though. She's so funny and grouchy.
Yeah, but she has no knowledge of anything basically,
except her like specific thing.
Yeah,
and she just really loves her kids, and like I don't know, it's a really good dynamic, the three of them. It's really fun. And yeah, like it kind of got me through the semester because it came out on Tuesdays all year.
Yes.
Why is
all
it
year.
Like that? Mm-hmm. It comes out on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays all year.
All year. And so I'd be like getting ready for work and listening to my pals. And
I think listening to that also made me a huge fan of Fortune more than I had, because I don't really watch stand-up that much. And I've seen her in a few things, but I was like, oh, she's so cute and funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, got me.
Got me.
Well, we'll be back talking about what we've been ingesting after a word from our sponsors. You're listening to 91.3 FM CJTR, Regina Community Radio, tuned into the community. And we're back on 91.3 FM CJTR, Regina Community Radio. We'll be back talking about what we have been watching after this, after we play a little game, lovingly called The Game.
It's game time, people.
Whoa.
Watch.
Oh, nice. Very good. For those who don't know, The Game is where I spend... Well, we'll talk about my selection in a moment. Sometime this week, picking a title related to our topic that these two have hopefully not seen. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I tell them the title. They tell me what they think it's about. I tell them what it's really about. We all have a good time. You guys ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I had to pick this from stuff I watched.
Yeah, tough.
Tough.
This week?
Well,
or just in general?
Just from the month of Aang Link.
This week?
Yeah. So anyway...
What?
He looked at me askance.
Askew and askance.
There's a chance for some points today.
Son of a...
Now, I am almost certain...
Sonia's clenching her hands.
I am almost certain that you two have both heard of this.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm very hopeful that you know, like, up to X and then just don't know anything else about it.
Okay.
We don't know why. Okay.
Or Z.
And we're going to see. We're going to see. There is a 50% chance that both of you have seen this movie. And no, I'm going to amend that. There is a 50% chance that Sean has seen this movie.
Okay.
There is a 2% chance. I don't know.
An action movie?
100%.
Oh, no.
You guys are both going to groan when I say the title.
Oh, my gosh.
This week's title is Black Adam. That title again.
No.
Dang it.
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
That's what I was hoping for. You've both seen the trailer for this.
No.
Like,
no?
Dang. But
if I have, it's not still in my brain.
It's not still in your brain.
It's not still there.
You know?
It's something.
I think Sean knows.
It's something. Okay, let me get in here.
Yeah.
Let me get in here.
I'm not going to say what I'm
going to
say.
Oh, she's mad, you guys. She's mad at me. Okay.
No,
okay, well, what I believe is that... Mr. Dwayne Johnson,
mm-hmm.
The Rock, mm-hmm. as some know him as.
Mm-hmm. Or to some, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I guess you could say it in that
Dwayne
order.
Johnson The Rock.
I prefer John Rock the Dwayne.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was trying to do, but I couldn't do it.
He is this superhero, Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit where we're at. That's a little bit
that's
where
we're at.
And we're there.
And that's where I hit the wall. So mm-hmm. I believe that I don't know what his power is. Why is he called this? Okay, so he probably gains his powers from... there was like a nuclear reaction when he was trapped in a mine in pure darkness.
Yep.
And so he has harnessed the power of, you know, the utter blackness of the mine. And he can use that against his foes by making it very so black that they can't see anything.
I was born in the dark. Are we all thinking about Bane right now?
That's what he does. And then he fights against the person, a really light foe. Someone shoots light everywhere, and he shuts them down.
Got him.
Wow. Light Eve or something. Bright.
Well, thank you, yeah. Sean. Thank you very much. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It seems like that's perfectly.
Yeah.
Right.
You seem.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, I know I flopped.
Well, now I feel safe to.
You're so safe.
Yeah. I feel safe to just be fun now.
I don't like to hear that.
Sorry, Sean, you did a great job.
Don't like
great
to hear that.
I especially liked
job.
Light Eve. I thought that was good work. Okay, I think Black Adam is about Dwayne Johnson The Rock.
Yeah.
As a superhero.
Rock Dwayne. Yeah.
Rock Dwayne Johnson.
For those about The Rock.
Yeah.
Who is a... Guys, stop. I have to talk. Who's a current day superhero, but he is reincarnated from Adam, as in the original
The man. OG.
The OG. Oh. And has his memories. And his superpower is... knowledge. The knowledge of good and evil.
I thought you were going to say ribs.
I also was like, he throws ribs.
I did procreation and I was like, this is a family show. And the stuff I would want to say based on that, yeah. I couldn't say about what he would do.
People don't know that Adam and Eve were out here, you know.
Doing what, John?
Doing it.
Doing okay. What?
Yeah.
Ribs. Okay.
I want those baby back ribs.
Okay. Chili's baby back ribs over here. And then so... I think it's like all very allegorical, sort of in a like cool, ironic comic book way of like, ooh, we're like kind of playing with biblical canon, but yeah, that's all I got.
Cool.
Okay. I just sort of ran out of steam.
No, that's fair. Thank you both very much for your assumptions of what Black Adam is.
Dang.
So to be clear, you're both wrong and...
couldn't like, be more
like
wrong.
After you said Johnson, everything was done.
What about superhero?
Man. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's fair. Well,
what about
maybe not.
What about
thes and ands?
Yeah. So, did you guys see Shazam?
Oh, nope.
No. Okay.
With
so,
that guy who looks
with,
like a property
with
brother.
That guy.
Yep. Yeah. 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 100%. Yes. So true. So in the DC universe of it all. I have to close my eyes and figure this out before.
To visualize.
Yeah. So,
go to the black.
So there's a character named Shazam who is a small boy who says the word Shazam and then turns into Zachary Levi. True. And then
that's what it's about?
That's what that's about, yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So Black Adam is the... So oh, my God. I'm sorry. I have to explain so much to make this work. I'm so sorry. So Shazam... is what he is because he is granted this power by a council of wizards.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now I'm listening.
Yeah. So the last wizard gives him the power, and that's why he... So when he says Shazam, he can turn into this dude. Anyway, the council of wizards had a person they selected before, and that is Black Adam. Anyway, Black Adam's actually a bad guy. And we kind of get what I'm going to call a... parallel Wakanda situation where we get a fake country that has a fake history that is very stereotypical and they are fighting and there's a revolution happening and there's a dictator and all these things. And a lot of people believe that if they do this thing with these magical objects, they will summon the hero and the hero will save them all.
Mm.
And the person they summon is Black Adam, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And so they kind of have set him up in the cinematic universe as like... a guy who really wants to protect his homeland. And so, like, he's going to fight Superman, but he's not that bad. It's just because Superman's good and he's going to fight him that makes him bad.
Because, like, am I wrong, but is Rock the Dwayne Johnson contractually obligated to not be a bad person?
I have no idea.
I've heard something like that.
I think that he's, like, he is not allowed to lose any fights and he's not allowed to,
oh, is
to,
that
like,
true?
And he's not allowed to, like, look bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because theories are that he's going to eventually run for office.
Run for president. Okay.
First and foremost, I actually think that's an amazing idea. And that should happen.
I don't know.
No, 100%. I'm down for that.
Okay, well.
Maybe he could
In the Idiocracy slam. Of it all, yeah. I think it's
Sleepy
perfect.
Joe
Let's
Biden.
Table this later, actually.
That's the next episode. We're going to just work out if Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be good president. Anyway, number one. Number two, they're doing this thing where, like, I think Black Adam is just a bad guy who fights Shazam sometimes. I think that's it. I think that's the whole story.
And Shazam is a child.
Sometimes.
A child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, technically, Shazam is
until
a child.
Until he says the word Shazam.
And then he becomes
of
a man
course,
who fights.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
and there's also a lot of Shazams.
Oh,
which is also, like, there's not just
God,
one.
The way that we get
like
DC,
yes.
Yeah, God.
DC, I think, has like better stories, but their whole world is just
they're
wild.
On one,
like you're
over
just,
there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just a situation where, like, we have a bad guy. He's bad because of these reasons. And, like, it just, like, folds us into this whole thing. unless you really, really like the DC universe, I don't know if you should watch this movie. Pierce Brosnan's in it. He does a really good job. He doesn't sing.
Oh.
But he does kind of do he does some magic stuff that's a little throaty, though.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You guys, thank you for watching.
He was also Thor's dad, am I correct? Or wait.
Nope.
Like Aquaman's dad?
Odin?
Oh. Nope.
Never mind. I knew he had a sweater. Pierce Brosnan wore a sweater.
The first picture is him in a sweater, literally.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay,
He's also the stepdad in Mrs. Doubtfire. Fun fact.
Thank you for that.
My fruiting.
Thank you for that timely fact. Yeah.
Little-known fact.
It says here he's also played another pretty prominent character. I think it's James Bird.
Oh, God. I'm over it. I'm done.
Bound. James Bound.
All right, there we go.
Well, thank you for that game,
thank
Jeremy,
you guys for
even though
it
was confounding.
That's okay. It was.
And I still...
Perplexing.
Can I say what Black Adam's about right now? No.
No, I don't think there ever was a time that we could.
Yeah. I can see a lot of writers meeting just being like, we're trying to think of a log line. Can you explain it again? And then being like, what more can we say?
Wayne the Rock Johnson. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that. Back to what you're watching. Where did we leave off? You said a little something. Handsome. Jeremy?
I talked about Black Adam for a while.
You did, but, you know, technically that was the game.
If you want to.
Oh, no, I got a
huge
list.
But you could
defer. I would like to talk about not a thing I watched, but a thing I listened to. And I will preface this with, for Sanj, it did make me cry a bunch of times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. So I did listen to the first arc of The Adventure Zone.
Balance.
Yes. So that's where yeah.
I'm the one out.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
A friend recommended it like a year and a half ago, and I was sort of picking away at it, and then I've kind of finally like caught my groove and got through. And it seems like it was kind of when they figured out the whole story.
Yep.
Which was very good and like sweeping and all these things. I have to say that I think the McElroys are like what I think machismo should be.
Yeah.
Like they're like
good boys.
So it is the, what are their names?
Justin, Travis, and Griffin McElroy,
right.
And their father Clint McElroy.
Yes, so they're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
And
it's a D&D actual play podcast
Sean. They go on these adventures. Their characters work for the Bureau of Balance. There's twists, there's turns, there's ups, there's downs. And it is a situation where like they are aware that they're playing a game, but also making the show product. Yeah. So they're trying to like think of ways to kind of like add emphasis and do all this stuff. They have openly said that they don't really like plan these like big moments that happen. You guys,
there's some big ones.
There are some things that like literally, like I would just be sitting there listening along and everything's good. And then a thing happens and like my eyes just well up and it's just such a touching moment. And like,
I'm so touched.
It is so crazy. They
D&D
do
podcast.
Such a good job. It's so incredible. And then there's kind of this part, I'm trying not to spoil it. I know it was made so long ago, but I still think if you're going in, you got to go in and you can't get that spoiled. Anyway, there is a very big flashback at one point.
Oh.
And I feel like it was a bit of a disservice to the whole thing just because it was like they play a different game and it's just kind of odd the way that they kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because you've got like the story we know, which is like months and months of play, and then they're just trying to fill like 5 episodes to get like way more time in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But there's like just so much stuff about how these characters relate to one another and all of these things. And then they have another podcast that they do talking about the show called The Adventure Zone.
Nope.
Sorry. The Adventure Zone Zone. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a real two for one.
But
they also regular podcast, My Brother and Me, which is where they start.
Same dudes.
Oh, my gosh. Why are they so Jacob Tutu with every title?
They work it out.
For the bits.
Anyway, Clint was just talking about how like the experience went, and like he thinks it's a really powerful storytelling thing.
Yeah.
And they kind of like are exploring, I'm continuing listening on, and they're like talking about how like they're bored with gender, so they're exploring different things, and it's coming from a very honest place, and they're trying to like approach it very wholesomely. Yeah. Anyway, I am caught up to like 2016 of their stuff, and there's still a lot to go. I don't know if I'll finish or not, but it's good.
You still have 8 more years to go.
So much.
I think there's like so maybe 4 campaigns.
Oh my God, there's so much stuff. Yeah. So much stuff. But
I'm completely overwhelmed.
I would.
That's
give it
me
a
when
listen.
I think about Marvel.
Hmm.
This is much. This is,
this
much,
is
more
much more content. I would say.
Is it? Weird.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's got
I guess every
episode. It's just one
like...
story. Like it's just one. Yeah.
Yeah, but
if you went like arc by arc, like if you just like listen to one arc and then took a break and listen to the next, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, I think so.
But anyway, the episodes are like hour and a half, two hours, so it is a little manageable. It is edited, and I very much appreciate it.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Wow. That was confounding. And
this
I'm glad,
is such a fun time.
I'm glad you two were able to find some common ground on that.
Sean's going to have to listen.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
He won't.
I might not.
Yeah, it's probably not.
And that's okay.
But what I have been watching is a show called Girls 5 Eva.
Oh, no. Yes, I still haven't watched it.
I will say that I was initially not interested, honestly, because of the title. I was like, this is so Tina Fey. Like, and I was like, I don't know. But then I started watching and I was like, danged if these jokes aren't really hilarious. Mm. And the characters are, it's based, so plot is these five girlies had a girl group in the 90s and then they disbanded. And then a rapper samples one of their old songs and it becomes really viral on TikTok. And so then the remaining, there's four that are still alive and they get together and they're like, should we get the band back together? We have this like all this promotion and this marketing that's like ready for us. So they try to, now that they're all like adult women, try to get it back together. And it's very, very funny. There's like, who, it's like Paula Pell. Who got here?
I did not know Paula Pell was in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paula Pell is so funny, actually.
She might be the funniest person.
Busy Phillips, Sarah Bareilles, and Renee Elise Goldberg.
What?
So Sarah Bareilles and Renee are like actual Broadway great singers. So the music that they create is actually pretty, very catchy. And everyone can just sell it. And it is a very fun watch.
Jer, what's this reaction that's happening right now?
Is Sarah Bareilles on Broadway?
She's like Waitress.
Have you heard of Waitress?
Yeah.
She wrote that musical.
I did not.
Co-wrote it. The music.
I just thought she was a musician.
She's like, she co-wrote it and has done some performances of it.
Well, that's really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe my favorite.
She's great. And she can deliver some, hilarious lines.
Interesting.
What am I going to say more about it? Yeah. Paula Pell is very funny, actually. Everyone else plays themselves in the younger, like they have flashbacks to them when they're younger, and everyone plays themselves except they have a young, cute girlie that plays Paula Pell. And then now she's like a 60-year-old woman with gray hair. She's like, we didn't all age well.
That's so funny.
Which is just like a funny little
so
bit.
She's so funny.
And she just is, she's just this really butch sort of lesbian character that is just trying to make it work in this very youth femme dominated world, and she's so funny. Anyway, she got in a fight with the Property Brothers in the last episode I watched. She like went on a fight club with one of them, and anyway, they just the third season was just added to the streaming services, and so I haven't started watching it yet, but the first two are very, very funny, and I'm excited to watch the third against all odds.
I do have to say Renee Elise Goldsberry has maybe the biggest range of an actress I have ever seen.
Oh, you might know her from Hamilton. Yeah. You might.
And also the documentary now, Spoof of Company.
She's also...
Well, with Paula Pell. She was...
Condo or something?
Oh, yeah.
She was also in this... I can't remember. It's this, like, dragon riding show that the child used to watch on repeat.
Whoa.
Because it's about, like, singing and stuff. And she was, like, in Altered Carbon, Did you see this?
Oh, I didn't, but...
Oh, she, like, kills so many people.
Whoa, like go Renee.
She's, like, the leader of this, like, rogue faction of people. Mm. And she basically just... What's the main guy's name? The actor's name? Hold on.
Altered Carbon.
Yeah. Joel Kinnaman and then Anthony Mackie play the same character.
I might be thinking of something else.
Takashi Kovacs. It's crazy.
Do not know.
Anyway, but she, like, is... Well, they're in love, but also, like, their boss... And she just yells at him all the time. And it's super intense and super crazy. And, like, I don't know how she does all of these different roles
and
that
this
are
one,
super different.
And this one, she's, like, a very delusional, like, pop star gal that, like, really thinks she's, like, straight up Beyonce.
I might literally watch this tonight.
You should. It's
very
funny.
I might have to watch some Girls Five Ever.
Girls Five Ever. Yeah.
Fun.
We're
What's
gonna
it on?
Be famous forever. Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
For those who care, the child of the show watched Dragons, Rescue Riders, Secrets of the Song Wing. And yes.
Sorry, how many colons?
Two colons
in there.
That's bold. That is bold. Holy.
Didn't have to have Secrets of the Song Wing because nobody knows what that means.
Yeah, that
could have just been called Secrets of the Song Wing. And we
What's
been
the
good.
Middle one? What's the
Rescue
middle?
Riders.
Why couldn't it just be Dragons Rescue Riders?
That's the show.
Or and just then, call it Rescue Riders.
And then they
Riders.
Made like an hour movie that wasn't part of the show. That was like a separate
okay.
thing. That
so
she
it's
was
very
in.
Like Phylum, Genus.
Yeah.
Sort of like.
Order.
Order.
Jeremy, what are you watching? Star Trek. Or no, Star
Literally,
Wars.
Though.
Star Wars, Mandalorian, Child, Lightsaber Duels.
Oh, woof.
Okay. Sonia, do you have anything?
I do. Listeners will know that I am a big stan of the streaming service Dropout, which is a new iteration from College Humor. What?
Game Changer's on my list.
Oh, Game Changer's so good.
Anyway, that's so
I wasn't going to talk about
crazy.
Game Changer,
it's so crazy.
Actually.
I know, but
the new season is so good of Game Changer.
Again, I don't know what you're saying.
Two versus one.
That's why I was laughing.
Two versus one. But they have a new show that just started a couple months ago called Very Important People. That is so funny.
It's crazy.
Like, a bunch of their regular cast members. There's one per episode. Basically, a comedian / improviser goes into intensive, like, hair, makeup, and wardrobe to be transformed into some, like, wild character. Then they get their appearance revealed to them. And then they have to come up with a character on the spot and then improvise an interview with Vic Michaelis, who's one of the comedians who does... who performs with them. And
based
it's
on what
so
they
funny,
look like.
Based on what they look
mm-hmm.
like. And there have just been some real bangers. So, like, there's one where this comedian, Iffy Wadiway, is this, like, really buff purple alien.
I'm gonna show Sean yeah. an image of very important people.
Thank you.
Yes, I also thought it was very important person.
Oh, okay.
Very important people. And this is what we're dealing with
That's
here.
That's Vic Michaelis.
Oh.
It is.
They're so funny.
It's super good.
They are like the most legendary straight man I've ever seen in my life. Like their capacity to not break while someone across from them is doing the silliest thing you've ever seen is truly incredible.
Okay.
Or like there's one where Zach Oyama is Tommy Skrank, I think is his name.
Tommy
and he has
Skrank.
Tiny he's like this really jacked man with tiny hands. Or one of the most recent ones, which one? Yeah.
It's just super crazy.
One of the most recent ones is Isabella Rowland. Plays this like aged like the conceit she came up with is like she's just aged out of toddlers and tiaras. And she's it's so funny. Anyway, it just is so silly. I think you can watch a bunch of them on YouTube actually, but I would recommend subscribing to Dropout. Honestly,
even,
I'm not paid by them, but
even if you just did it for like a month to
yeah.
watch all the stuff, I will talk about Game Changer.
Let's just do that,
which is a game show that is on Dropout. Where there's three contestants. The contestants are always people that
Good.
Are from Dropout. So, like, they are experienced improvisers or comedians. It's not just, like,
mm-hmm.
public people. Anyway.
They're all kind of friends.
They play the game, and Sam Reich hosts a game show. But the three contestants have no idea what the game is every time. And they have to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they keep getting crazier.
Yeah.
And they, like, will do stuff where, like, they think the game's over and they get onto a party bus for an hour, but the game's still going. And then they'll scrub through the footage and dock them points based on all the stuff they did on the party bus.
It's really good.
There's so much crazy stuff and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. They've done Survivor twice.
Yeah.
And, it's just wild.
It's so good.
And it's super fun. And I do think there is part of me that feels like this is an artisan good that's directly from the source because I'm got Dropout.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's you directly supporting them.
Well, that's my thing is if this is one of the only streaming services I think you could get where you are directly funding the art.
Yeah. Because I have never heard of either of these
series. Because it's very niche. But except among a certain group of people on the internet, I think.
A couple weirdos,
but
two of which you host a podcast.
I know. Well, I need to look in the mirror.
and see
who.
One of the three little pigs.
A big purple alien.
Pig number two, which was the most recent episode of Very Important People, and possibly one of the funniest things.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Allie Beardsley, I love you.
Okay.
You got one more?
I will say, it's just, we haven't, in 4 minutes, do we talk about Dune 2, Sean?
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, it seems like.
We should do an app.
Well, maybe we're doing an app.
Dune an app.
Although now it's pretty, it's not a new film anymore, but.
That's never stopped us before.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's sort of on brand.
True. Giving our hot takes 7 months after
sometimes
Dune.
15 years.
Yes, please.
But
you're right.
You can. Don't let me stop you.
No, why?
2v1.
Sean, what do you got in your case?
Well, I would also. I'm about halfway through Capote versus the Swans, which is the feud season 2. And so.
I'll look it up.
So, I'm also Googling it.
This is crazy. The way I thought you guys were going to be like, we finished it. I don't know why. We don't even know each other. So, yeah. Feud was a Ryan Murphy series about famous feuds. First one was Betty Davis versus Joan Crawford, and this one is about Truman Capote versus these high society women that he was best friends with them and wrote all of their secrets in the newspaper and or magazine, and so then they all turned on him and tried to destroy his life. And it is extremely epic.
This.
Oh, you definitely do.
Is it a new cast?
The cast, you wouldn't believe. It's Naomi Watts, Chloe Sevigny, Calista Flockhart, Demi Moore, Diane Lane, Molly Ringwald. They're all these high society girlies trying to destroy Tom Hollander, who plays an amazing Truman, which I wouldn't think.
It's just Don't you do that to me?
Yeah, and it's very that.
Sorry, but that is kind of what he said.
And it's such a old. It's old glamour, but high society stuff. It's so bitchy and messy. All of the actresses are really slaying it.
Oh,
this is the famous poster.
I couldn't figure out who Tom Hollander was. That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Actually, Mr. Collins.
He also might be a secret amazing actor.
No, it's not a secret.
But he's not Brad Pitting it.
Well, no. But
he could. He is that quality of. That's what I'm saying.
I was listening to a podcast with him, and he told about how he. Accidentally, they had the same management company as Tom Holland, and he accidentally received a Marvel check and was bowled over. That's the most money I've ever seen in my life.
British actor.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, Tom Holland's also British.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
the same.
This is it is extremely sexy, frothy. Ooh. It's directed by Gus Van Sant, not Ryan Murphy, which I think is important because Ryan Murphy is kind of a flop director, I gotta say.
Get her.
So that's what I say. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're close to the end, y'all.
Yeah, quite.
We're riding the line. We'd like to thank Saskatoon's Ligarius for letting us use their song, Manituna, for our theme song. We'd like to thank everyone here at CJTR and all of you at home for letting us your ears. We're broadcast Wednesdays at 6, Fridays at 3, and are available as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Play, and everywhere else podcasts are played. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.